terrific job. After they did my roof, I had them do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
What happened 36 years ago is a big deal now. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. As Brett Kavanaugh's accuser claims the Supreme Court nominee sexually attacked her.
This woman should not be ignored and should not be insulted. She should be heard.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox the Senate is working toward a reasonable approach days before the Judiciary Committee's scheduled vote.
Allowing this woman to be heard in sworn testimony, allowing Judge Kavanaugh to be heard in sworn testimony.
Now, Christine Blasey Ford's lawyer says Ford's willing to testify under oath.
Christine Blasey Ford says that back in high school, Kavanaugh assaulted her, telling the Washington Post, "I thought he might inadvertently kill me. He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing."
Fox's Doug Luzader. Kavanaugh denies it, saying he did not do this back in high school or at any time. Democrats want the vote delayed. They're searching for a baby in North Carolina, swept out of his mother's arms last night as she tried to drive across a flooded road in Union County.
I was holding his hand, trying to hold him, trying to pull him up.
But she says he let go and was swept away. Florence, now a tropical depression, moving north, is blamed for killing 17 other people. Flooding extends far inland, also bad on the coast. Fox's Evan Brown live in Wilmington.
Now, Dave, roadways here continue to be the problem. Local streets may be drivable, but the ways in and out of the city, which is usually surrounded by rivers, are impassable.
We know that this is a very emotional time for many people, limited consumer goods, limited consumer fuel, and we just continue to ask for your patience.
Woody White is the local county commission chair. He says the Little River and the Cape Fear River could crest today, far above normal flood stage, and more evacuations might be called, Dave.
Evan, a white Chicago police officer's murder trial is scheduled to start this morning in the shooting death of a black teenager 4 years ago, but Jason Van Dyke's attorneys are trying to get the judge to move the trial out of the city, citing extensive publicity. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
They're in mourning in Kansas. A sheriff's deputy gunned down yesterday near Wichita.
The person accused of shooting and killing Deputy Robert Kunze is dead. The Wichita Eagle reports Deputy Kunze was a 12-year veteran of the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Jeff Easter says Kunze and another deputy were sent on a suspicious character call early Sunday afternoon.
At the scene, Deputy Kunze pushed his emergency button, which would alert dispatch to him being in trouble. And you can hear him key up and say he's been shot.
Sheriff Easter says the suspect could be connected to three other crimes in that area yesterday. Kunze's service weapon was discharged during the incident, but investigators don't know if the suspect's handgun was fired. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
People are back at home in three Massachusetts communities after they had to evacuate last week when dozens of houses exploded or caught fire when there were gas leaks. The power's back onto those homes, but gas service may not be restored for a while. Investigators still trying to figure out what to call. Caused all this. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says they have two questions on pressure sensors.
What effect, if any, did this have on the overpressure situation? And secondly, why was this sensor connected to a gas line that was being placed out of service.
One person was killed. A circus act in Pittsburgh turned dramatic yesterday.
Seven people, most of them children, were injured and hospitalized Sunday when a startled camel started bucking during a shrine circus at Pittsburgh's PPG Paints Arena. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporting that two children and an adult were riding the camel during an intermission when it became startled. One child's arm was broken. The incident happened as people were buying rides on tethered camels, ponies, or elephants led by handlers. No word on what startled the camel. It was brought under control and the circus resumed. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures down slightly. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. System-wide enrollment for the University of Illinois is up by 2.7%. There has been record enrollment at the Champaign-Urbana campus. Our campus has its most in-state freshmen in 10 years. CBS Local said the Champaign-Urbana campus enrollment grew by 3.2% to around 49,300. It is an eighth straight year of record enrollment in Champaign-Urbana. The Chicago campus grew by 3.7% for enrollment. The Springfield campus enrollment fell by 7.7%. University President Tim Kylin said enrollment growth is being helped by work to improve affordability. The Champaign Home Goods Store has set a grand opening for October 28th. The store is at 718 Town Center Boulevard. The store is planning to do an in-person hiring event at the Courtyard by Marriott nearby. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Thank you, Jamie. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, mostly sunny and a high 91 expected. 66 with clear conditions tonight. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm after 1 tomorrow is just a 20%. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high 89, low 67. 90 on Wednesday, 92 on Thursday. Rain in the forecast come Friday, and that's when the Illini are playing Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a low around 60 that evening. Only up to 76 then on Saturday with a chance of showers throughout the weekend. I know this Mercy's Refuge woman's home is benefiting from a concert that they rescheduled from that rainy weekend last weekend. And it's supposed to be on Saturday night the 22nd with the Tons of Fun Band and Captain Rat and the Blind Rivets. Who knows? They might have to reschedule that again.
And that again is Friday? Saturday.
It's Saturday night in downtown Champaign.
And there's chance of rain again?
Yes.
And you say for the football game, chance of rain?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we do have four tickets I'll give away.
Okay.
Moment, they're $50 ticket.
Uh-huh.
It's a $200 value.
We're taking on Penn State.
Yep, it's an 8 o'clock game. It's late.
Okay.
Late? 8 o'clock is late for me. Anyway, stand by for that. Grace spoke last night.
Yes.
At Unite, which was a rally for high school seniors getting together at Aldridge Auditorium, Centennial High School. And it was for young Christians that wanted to kind of have friends in similar beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Grace's, I guess, first real keynote. She spoke for like 30 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, she was really, really good. I mean, when you remember the message the next day, are you a child or a chaser? Are you a child of God or are you chasing, building your sandcastle empires, you know, where you put your blocks of sand where that isn't going to last.
Right.
Very, very good.
Nice.
I was so excited. I said,
great message for our young people to hear.
Every church would love to hear that message because it talks about your priorities and talks about what really is important. She talked a lot about Miss America.
Okay.
And talked about her, what she really valued was talking to people about eternal life or temporary crown. She said, there's no competition. What's more important? It was just amazing. She's going to be a wonderful writer. She is a writer. She's been writing for 10 years. And she, you know, some of her verbiage was fantastic. Anyway, it was really enjoyable. And if any churches want Grace to speak, just contact me and I'll put you in charge of the Miss Illinois scheduler.
I want to say three or four different parishes coming together, the youth pastors from around.
There are like nine of them.
Is that right?
Yeah, nine of them, and there's a good crowd.
I know Aaron from Meadowbrook, the church where you attend, and the U of I worship band was, good.
CU Church, we also attend as well from time to time there.
And they moved to iHotel recently.
Yeah, we were there yesterday.
Okay,
we were at Meadowbrook at 8:45 and at iHotel 11. And it was just.
I've been double dipping too, and going to the Catholic service on campus, and then popping around to different services.
Well, we essentially went to three services yesterday because we went last night.
Right.
And it had the crew worship band from campus. Campus Crusade band. Anyway, so, you know, it's great. I mean,
that's right.
We enjoyed it.
Why not get that spiritual food?
Anyway, Grace is going to be really, really good at speaking, and she loves speaking and writing.
Well, there's a definite bigger purpose for her.
Well,
and, you know, Robin Kaler and I were talking about, you know, Miss America's, you know, didn't get in the top 15, but still, the fact that we've got her to ourselves now.
Yeah, thank you.
And that so many more people in Illinois will benefit from this mental issue that she's taking on.
And lifting people up.
Yes.
And making sure you understand that you, no matter what your age, have a purpose.
Yes.
And there's a reason you're here.
Hashtag you matter.
Yeah. 8:10. So you've got jury duty.
I do.
I had jury duty in August. I was fortunate to get the call in August because August was sleepy. And I fear that you might have more activity on the court, the bench, and
now that it's fall.
Yeah, there's probably more activity because everybody's back and then from vacations and stuff. Anyway, I went to jury duty and only had to go 2 out of my 5 days. I got a check from the county for 29 big ones.
Woo!
I think it's, 14 a day plus miles.
Okay.
I don't know what the mileage was, but I took it. I think they must calculate where you live versus the courthouse, because they had my number of miles, which I have no idea how they do that. So I got a $29 check. Thank you very much. Feeling pretty good about
That's good. Thank you, Katie Blakeman, clerk of Circuit Court.
I
got my notice here now. Thank you, Mike Anderson, for bringing that, because, of course, I forgot on a Monday morning.
And you got your parking pass.
I do.
That's easy. The Civic Center.
Okay.
Easy, and there's no back-end parking. You like to do that.
And I got my reading. I do.
So don't do that, because that's a ticket.
I see.
If you back in, you get a ticket in Urbana.
Whatever.
City Urbana does not like you back in.
I mean, I won't push it because
you drive, put your nose in there, and then you walk in. I'll bet there'll be 150 people. It was a big room.
Bold print, backing into spaces not allowed.
No, it's a ticket.
Shoot.
Talk to your Urbana City Council if you don't like it.
Okay.
Also, you'll get in there. They'll explain everything. They have a booklet. Do you have that? No, you'll get that when you get there. But it's fascinating. The whole process to me is fascinating, and I think it's your civic duty to get her done, and, you know, you ought to. You learn
failure
a lot
to
about
appear for jury service is a criminal offense.
There you go. Otherwise, nobody'd show up. So you have to put that.
That's right.
All right. So you'll go today. You'll get your intro, and then they'll tell you whether you're going to be needed. Then you'll be able to just get a text every day to tell you if you report. System's great.
Nice.
I was very impressed.
Well, and I got my reading material because I can't look at my phone.
No phones in the, which tells you that it really does. Every vehicle with your parking thing on it has a cell phone in there that you can steal. I mean,
hopefully
no
bad guys are listening.
No, the police are patrolling. You're all around the sheriff's department.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of police around.
So should be a safe place.
You'll be all right. And you can leave your phone at work, of course.
But. Right.
All right. It's 8:13. Cardinals win. Cubs lose. Cubs still, I think, 2 ahead of Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. 2.5, I think.
5.5 ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals vying for. There's three teams that are going to be wild cards. I mean, two of the three. There's three vying for it. Otherwise, best case, I think, you know, even though the Cardinals face everybody, one little concern here for Cardinal fans is it appears Matt Carpenter has gone dry at a very bad period. I don't think he got many hits against the Dodgers for 4 games. It looks a little out of sorts. So we need Matt Carpenter to make this final 2-week push. And you want to make the playoffs. Milwaukee 2.5 behind Chicago. You're right, Diane. Cardinals are 5.5. The Cardinals and the Dodgers are tied for the final wild card spot. Milwaukee holding the top spot, so the game would be in Milwaukee. Cardinals start a series tonight. All that coming up next. Details in just a moment. 8:13. At Body and Soul, they take pride in giving you the perfect fit for your athletic shoes. Their team of experts will help you in selecting the style that fits your purpose and your feet. Body and Soul has offered the best prices and best quality for more than 30 years. And they aren't just shoes. Whether it's walking, running, swimming, or biking, or whether it's for you or the whole team, visit Mike or Jed and their experienced staff at Body and Soul, Route 45 Savoy. Call 356-8926 or visit Body, the letter N, soulsports.com.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto. Get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, sports headlines. Jeremy Warner Show coming up. Jay Layman live in the studio at 10 a.m. What's Jay think about the Illini? Let's check all sports now.
Well, the Illini did take a loss to South Florida. That final was 25-19 at Soldier Field. Kicker Chase McLaughlin nailed a career-high 4 field goals.
Well, we got a kicker and we got a punter.
The first in Illini history to have over 50-yard field goals in 3 straight games.
Wow. Well,
I know.
He's good, and we got a kicker. We got a punter from Australia. He's good.
Okay.
Well, our kicking game's thumbs up.
Well, I'd love to hear him talk.
Yeah.
We want more quotes from the Australian dude after the game, please.
Crocodile Dundee.
I love it.
That's a knife. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
Penn State Friday night for the Big Ten opener. The next day, Saturday at 1, Unity and Olympia. Rocket Nation is scratching their head right now.
This is, but Rocket Nation needs to remember this has never happened, and it's entirely new waters. First time in 24 years the Rockets are 0-4. Very unusual, but you know what, man? Sometimes you graduate 22 seniors. It usually you reload if you're Unity.
Mm-hmm.
They're struggling this year, and sometimes that happens. It never happened before.
I'm supposed to meet Steve Emke for lunch now at Rocks, and
because you
up the
had
tip
made a bad bet.
He
said
Spartans all the way.
Yeah, and you took Unity.
Dang
and Spartans beat him 38-14 Friday night.
Oh, but I got jury duty, Steve. So
oh,
we'll have
right
to rain check on
rain check that till 2020.
Exactly.
You'll be busy.
The Illini volleyball team 11-0. They beat number 10 Creighton 3-1. Next up, Purdue at 6 in West Lafayette. The Illini soccer team took a loss. Wisconsin up 1-0 on that game. All right, let's move on to our MLB. Cardinals over the LA Dodgers 5-0. Here's your Redbird recap.
Well, John Rooney, I'd say that the 37-year-old right-hander, Mr. Adam Wainwright, was outstanding.
Mission accomplished, Mike. The Cardinals needed a stopper, and that's something he's done so many times during his career. But he pitched in his 350th Major League game, and he was masterful. He was able to shut out the Dodgers on 2 hits over 6 innings, walking 3, striking out 9 batters. Mike, the Cardinals had to have that kind of performance.
That was a big win for us. We needed that. So, you know what? We needed that win. This city deserve to win tonight. I'm hoping this win tonight just carries on to this big Atlanta series. We need our fans showing up for us in Atlanta. We need our fans cheering us on every single day.
Then Jordan Hicks, 2 scoreless innings. Carlos Martinez, a quick 9th inning. The Cardinals are tied with the Dodgers for the second wild card.
And it's Miles Michaelis for the Cardinals going tonight in Atlanta.
Going up against an Atlanta team, Mike, that beat the Cardinals all 3 games here earlier this season. So the Cardinals needed this win. Let's see how they'll do on this brief road trip beginning tonight.
And we come back against the San Francisco Giants. There are just a few left in this 2018 season.
Yep.
But Atlanta 6:35 start here tonight.
Tough. I mean, nine of the final 12 Cardinal games are against playoff teams.
That's right.
So, yikes.
The Cubs have Arizona 8:40 start out west, and that'll be heard on U.S. 105.9. Reds over the Cubs 2-1 yesterday. Baltimore over the Chicago White Sox 8-4, and White Sox have the day off today. Colts over Washington 21-9. Saints win, Stevie, 21-18 with the final.
Ugly. poor Browns kicker. You'll see Zane Gonzalez looking for work.
Okay.
Zane Gonzalez missed two extra points and two field goals. Otherwise, the Browns should have beat the Saints.
Mm.
Saints are bad.
Bears in Seattle tonight.
Here's your weather.
Up to 92, down to 66, up to 89 tomorrow. 20% chance of showers. 67 are low with partly cloudy conditions by Tuesday night. Wednesday, up to 90, 92 on Thursday. Then the rainy conditions come in into the weekend. We're currently at 70 on ESPN 93.5.
You want tickets to the Illini, Penn State, Friday night, spectacular. When we upset those Nittany Lions, $200 in tickets for the 15th text. 359-2255, text Illini. Friday night, under the lights, four free tickets. 359-2255, Illini. Yeah.
Ryan says, as a UPS driver, we always back in first, Diane. So thank you for that.
Not for jury duty.
From the Fox Business Network, Time Magazine has a new owner. Salesforce founder Mark Benioff and his wife Lynn purchased Time from Meredith for $190 million. The Benioffs say they won't have a role in the day-to-day operations of the magazine or its journalism decisions. They're optimistic about Time's large audience and growing video business. Investors with Steve Madden's stock will be receiving some extra shares of the shoe company. Steve Madden's planning a 3-for-2 stock split in the form of a stock dividend. The additional shares will be distributed on or about October 11th. Wall Street salaries have returned to the highest level since the 2008 financial crisis. New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli says the average salary in New York's securities industry last year topped $422,000. The Dow was up 8 Friday, NASDAQ lost 3, S&P flat. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Doctor, award-winning chief medical correspondent, and Salon Pass user, Dr. Bob Arnott.
For pain relief, the best solution may surprise you. I found that Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus works best for my pain. It's powerful, available without a prescription, and uses two anesthetics to numb nerves right where it hurts. It starts to work on contact, providing effective, lasting pain relief I can count on.
Salon Pass, in the silver box with the blue wave.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
Hi, Van from Heel to Toe Shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, when you're not watching baseball, you ought to take a minute to stop into the store and check out a really great selection of all the best New Balance shoes. We have all the sizes. We have all the latest, greatest styles. This is not the New Balance you may be used to. Heel to Toe Shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. Check us out on Facebook. Stop by and say hi.
All right, 8:22, ESPN 93.5. We're going to get with Evan Brown, Fox News, in a few moments. The latest on Hurricane Florence and the aftermath. Okay, giving away tickets. It's Friday night at Memorial Stadium, 8 o'clock. Ryan, you are the 15th texter, and you win.
Awesome.
What do you think? What do you think of my Illini at 2-1?
You know, I was hoping we were going to get the win on Saturday.
We were right there, man. We were right
there.
We were. Better than last year, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we can win four, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't think Penn State will be the one, though.
Nah, I think they're kind of the man.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
I don't know what is the. Well,
they're in the top 10 now.
I'll check the point spread, but they're gonna. Yeah. Ryan, you also mentioned UPS backing up truck. You wouldn't do that if you had jury duty with a sticker in Urbana, would you?
Probably not. Sounds like a ticket there.
You'll get a ticket. Exactly. Hey, buddy, thanks for listening. Enjoy the game.
Thank you.
You betcha. You too. Ryan wins.
Awesome.
824. Okay. The Brett Kavanaugh is hitting national news.
Mm-hmm.
This is a claim 34 years ago when he was in high school. That
it makes us all think, well, how did we behave in high school?
Well, hopefully we
can't
did,
believe that's a factor.
We didn't try and take a woman's clothes off and hold her down, is what she's claiming. It's going to be he said, she said, but she should be heard. He should be heard, both under oath. I think that's coming up.
Okay.
And then what? Because now all I'm saying is that if you do this, every candidate, Republican or Democrat, that has somebody come out and make a claim when you were 17, and this is a bad claim, it's a crime, then you've got to disqualify him from office. Because if you're going to disqualify him here, it's got to be equal.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Clinton would never have been president with a woman claiming he raped her, right? I mean, so if you're going to do that.
Well, and Trump for that matter.
I don't think there's accusations of rape.
I don't know.
Well, the point is, if you find somebody to say it,
that's right.
You got to be out.
That's right.
So then you're going to say, well, what if it's not true? Well, a lot of that's he said, she said.
I know that.
It could be true. It might be true. Might not be. So, but the problem we have, it's not equal justice under the law. That's the problem we have in being consistent. Some of the Hillary Clinton stuff, the media looks the other way. A lot of people look the other way. But if it happens on the other side, you just can't do that. You have to be the same. I'm all for the same. If you make a claim against a Democrat running for senator, that person has to be disqualified if you disqualify Brett Kavanaugh. And again, you need to hear both. Go under oath, and then you got to believe who you're going to believe.
Weren't we in the zone on approving him?
Well, the fact of the matter that this came out now tells you that the Democrats are worried that there's not much here or you can't prove a thing, but that's all they've got. This is the last shot to stop this nomination. And so I don't know who you're going to get for the next one, because if there's a Democrat that goes off and you might make this 6-3 conservative on the Supreme Court, I don't think there's a human alive that'd be qualified to be the next Supreme Court justice because of all that'll come out about that person.
It looks like California Professor Christine Blasey Ford is willing to testify about the allegations.
And he's going to say he didn't. She's going to say he did. And then what? Then what? You take a lie detector test? Would you do that?
This does bring up Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill back in 1991.
Well, what happened there? That was he said, she said.
Mm-hmm.
He called it a high-tech lynching. Remember that?
Right.
And we still don't know. Did he say that? Did he not say that? What was her purpose? Well, she's had a speaking career for 30 years. Was that her purpose, or was she really telling the truth?
Senior counselor Kellyanne Conway saying this woman should not be ignored. She should be and should not be insulted. She should be heard.
No, I agree. But again, I don't know if there's no, why didn't this come out earlier? And why didn't this derail him earlier in his life? Is this a Hail Mary by the opposition? Is it true? Why didn't it come out earlier? Why didn't Dianne Feinstein do something earlier? Because she couldn't verify it. That's the reason. You just can't make accusations without some sort of proof. You know, if it's he said, she said, you're just, you're always going to have that doubt. So the camps are going to line up, and then, you know, some of the people on the line on whether or not to vote for Brett Kavanaugh will make the decision based on what they hear and how they feel. But it's not going to be factual. It's going to be factual, but you don't know who's telling the truth, who's lying.
This article says Senator Dianne Feinstein did know about these allegations for weeks but didn't bring it up because of the victim and chose to make her allegations anonymously at first.
Well, now the victim's willing to testify. Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to put her out there.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, if, again, this is a sexual assault when the accusation is holding down, holding mouth, trying to take clothes off. This is an attempted rape, it sounds like. So, yeah, you ought to totally be heard. But again, if you're setting it like this, and it's 17 or 15 or whatever, however old he was, then you have to do this consistently for everybody running for office to be consistent. Is that right. not fair?
That's right.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Just always something. That's right.
Well, and we're all human. We all have skeletons in the closet.
Everybody has made mistakes. Everybody has done stuff they regret.
It makes you wonder if anybody will run for anything
anymore. Why, we've all made mistakes.
Right.
829, ESPN, 93.5.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
In February, we celebrate National Pizza Day, but in October, we get to celebrate all month long. National Pizza Month starts October 1st, and Rosati's Pizza in Urbana is challenging you to celebrate with a deep dish pizza, a slice special during lunchtime, or a delicious calzone. Start training for National Pizza Month today at Rosati's Pizza for lunch or dinner. Try the Fabulous Four, Meat Mania, or the Godfather with all your favorite Italian toppings. Get in your pizza workout today and get ready for National Pizza Month starting October 1st at Rosati's Pizza, 328-2334 or 701. South Gregory, Urbana.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they were in high school is willing to tell her story publicly to Congress.
She clearly considers this an attempted rape. She believes that if it were not for the severe intoxication of Brett Kavanaugh, she would have been raped.
Christine Blasey Ford's attorney Deborah Katz there on NBC's Today Show. White House counsel Kellyanne Conway tells Fox,
she should not be ignored, she should not be insulted, she should be heard, but so should he.
Judge Kavanaugh says it didn't happen. A Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation vote is scheduled Thursday. A border guard is an accused serial killer in Texas.
Juan David Ortiz is behind bars on $2.5 million bond, accused of charges including murdering four women who were sex workers. Court papers say another woman escaped from Ortiz on Friday night after he pulled a gun on her. Officers believe he picked up and killed two more women after the survivor got away.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign Home Goods Store has set a grand opening for October 28th. The store is at 718 Town Center Boulevard. The store is planning to do an in-person hiring event at the Courtyard by Marriott nearby. One event is set for today and weekdays running through October 5th. More information about that was found on Indeed.com. A 29-year-old man was killed in a shooting in Danville over the weekend. Police said several people were in front of a home when shots were fired near Cannon and Ohio streets. No word yet on the victim's name. More than 20 schools in Illinois, many in the Chicago area, have installed emergency response alarms on campuses in response to possible active shooter situations. The Chicago Tribune says it is the Blue Point system, and each pull box, which looks kind of like a fire alarm, is designed for discreetly protecting people in an escalating situation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Moyson, owner of Simplified Computers. Whenever we get sick, we see the doctor. So what do you do when your computer is under the weather? Malware, spyware, viruses, whatever the ailment, Simplified Computers has seen it. For over 20 years, we've been fixing issues others can't for both residential and commercial customers in the Champaign-Urbana area. Call Simplified Computers at 352-5000. That's 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Here's your ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've bumped up to 74 now with the sunshine. We're expecting to get up to 90, down to around 66 this evening with clear conditions. 89 the high tomorrow, mostly sunny. After 1, there's a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Partly cloudy Tuesday evening with a low 67. Up to 90 both Wednesday and Thursday. And then some rainy conditions come our way Friday and into the weekend as we're then up to the mid-70s. Right now, we're 74, ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to get the Jeremy Warner Show coming up. Jay Layman every Monday.
That's
from
right.
10 to 11. Jay's great. He does such a good job with his analysis on the Big Ten Network.
Mm-hmm.
One of the rising stars for sure. On our show from 10 to 11 with Jeremy about the Fighting Illini.
Makes you wonder if Chase McLaughlin, our kicker, is going to get any kind of tap from the Big Ten.
Yeah, might be. Maybe.
Being such a great kicker.
Not a very good league, it looks like. We had 7 losses to unranked teams. Not so good. But the bright side is, if Akron can beat Northwestern, so can we.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think we're equal with Akron. I think there's some winnable games based on the schedule. Because we don't play Michigan, Michigan State, or Ohio State. That's sweet. We go to Wisconsin. I think Penn State. Dang it, I forgot to check.
What the line is on that?
I mean, let me make a
They're
guess.
They're up to number 10 in the AP College Football Poll.
Penn State's different. They're just different than me right now. Hold on.
And LSU is up from 12. They ended up beating number 9, Auburn.
They did win that game, huh?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
22-21.
All right, I'm going to say Penn State's a 20-point favorite.
Okay.
That's what my official... I'm usually fairly close with these things. Oh. I was off.
Is it more?
27.
Okay.
Ooh. That's
Yeah, yeah.
Dang it.
Well...
That's a bunch.
All right, South Florida did win, 25-19.
I would think, if we don't know A.J. Bush, and MJ, I think, is a fine young man and good. I mean, but he's a freshman. He's really, really young, and I don't feel that we can go downfield very much. So, yeah, this could be a toughie. And you said it might rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. But Nittany Lions are going to be really strong on the lines, offensive and defensive. Usually really good teams are. So they're ranked 10th, and we got a tall order. This will be probably the best team we play all year, Wisconsin and Penn State. So these are the two games you're going, dang it, that's going to be tough to compete. But that's what we're going to try and do. We're going to try and go out there and compete. Because last year we didn't compete with South Florida. Yet smoked by 20-some points. And certainly this year we did. Probably should have won the game. We just we got too many field goals when we needed touchdowns. But, again, the bright side, we got a good kicker and we got a good punter. And our running game, I think Jeremy has a good stat. He'll tell you about the running game and the effectiveness of rushing for over 200 yards in the third straight game. That hasn't happened in a long time. So that's positive. I think Mike Epstein is really good. Reggie Corbin's really good. Rayvon Bonner's good. Dre Brown's good if he gets in there. He's been injured, but he's back. So we got some runners. But we got hurt with Mikey Dudek being out. There's no doubt about it. Him gone for the year really hurt us. So we just... You don't get the feeling we have much downfield game, thus you can stack a little bit up and make our runners a little more. I mean, early on, we just ran wild. It was a 3 plays for a touchdown, Epstein, that beautiful run, dove into the end zone. Yeah, up 19-7 to start of the fourth, and then they scored on the first play of the fourth quarter and ended up winning the game 25-19. Anyway, we 20, whatever it was, we lost by 6. So it was certainly way more competitive and gives you hope that there's some more wins out there. Last year we won 2. This year we're 2-1, won the first 2 again. And hopefully we certainly got a tough assignment Friday. But I think a lot of games on the schedule that we ought to be right there in the fourth quarter. No question. So if we win 4 or 5, I think everybody would probably be pretty pleased. Okay, recap of Florence in just a moment. ESPN 93.5.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, Florence could have been worse, but it was bad. A lot of flooding. I think 17 confirmed dead. Evan Brown, Fox News, still in Wilmington, North Carolina. How do you doing? What's the latest, my friend?
Well, we actually have some sunshine this morning and the clouds parting, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Well, other than it looking nice, it means the rain, you know, there probably won't be any rain today, which is a much-needed respite. The rain has been just so plentiful, if that's the word to use. We've had so many, the two rivers that surround Wilmington, the Cape Fear River and the Little River, they are swelling beyond belief. They have prompted more evacuations. They could crest today. But ultimately, the big problem is that the major roadways in and out of Wilmington are all impassable due to water, and that prevents trucks with food and fuel and supplies and water from getting in and getting out. And that's going to cause a bit of a problem going forward if we begin to run out of supplies here.
Well, I know that it could have been worse, but, you know, it still was bad. It's going to take a while to recover from all this, you think?
Oh, I think so. There's an incredible amount of homes that have been damaged. There are businesses that have been damaged that will need to decide whether or not they're going to reopen. And that will have a ripple effect on the local economy as well. This is a full-fledged disaster. There's no way around that. And these things take a year, if not longer, to fully rebuild and recover. But it will be, the natural disaster is one part. The economic disaster is the real part.
Yeah. Okay. And you're in Wilmington for a few more days, or are they sending you home?
I believe I'm here for a bit.
Okay, my friend. Keep racking up the expense account. You deserve it.
Thanks so much.
All right, Evan Brown, live in Wilmington, North Carolina, the aftermath of Florence, ESPN 93.5. It is 8:40.
He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
Kids are ready to learn. The school bells are ringing, parents are singing, and some kids are clinging to mom and dad. But most are back in school ready to learn. And West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental have a few tips to keep your students' smiles bright and healthy.
Exams detect early decay and infections, so schedule an appointment every 6 months. The state requires students entering kindergarten, second, sixth, and ninth grade be examined.
Don't wait until kindergarten for an exam. Bringing your child in with you during your exam will make them feel more comfortable when they get into the dentist chair for the first time.
Regular checkups are a great way to avoid toothaches that can hinder your child's attention, their overall learning, and their attendance in school this year.
Kids that play sports can cause damage to teeth if injuries occur. If your son or daughter plays sports, West Main, Illini Smiles, and Angel Smiles Dental encourage your students to wear mouth guards while participating.
Consider orthodontics. Braces can strengthen teeth and increase self-esteem during and after the school year.
Google West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, or Angel Smiles Dental so you can have the best smile and make this the best school year yet.
Don't miss Kelsey Furniture's annual warehouse sale this Saturday, September 22nd, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visit both locations in Tuscola, the Main Street store and the warehouse on Wilson Street. Hundreds of one-of-a-kind discontinued brand name items, many priced at or below dealer's cost. Large selection of dining rooms, living rooms, bedrooms, and bedding. Delivery services available, but you can haul your own and save. Family-owned Kelsey Furniture's annual warehouse sale in Tuscola is this Saturday for the look you love for less.
Oh, boy. Everybody knows about Kelsey's big furniture sales, and these are big and they're real. Okay, something we talked about earlier, Vontae Davis, former Fighting Illini, actually played with Jay Layman. Be interesting to see what Jay thinks of this. Vontae Davis for the Buffalo Bills retired at halftime. He, re- He retired at halftime. Here's one of his teammates.
High school, college, pros, never heard of it, never seen it. And it's just completely disrespectful to his teammates.
Did he say anything to you?
Did, as a veteran?
Did he say anybody to anything?
He didn't say nothing to nobody.
He left?
When did you find out? You know as much as I know. I know I found out going in the second half of the game. Coming out, said he said he's not coming out, he retired.
He retired?
So.
What? What?
Yep. That's it. So,
who said what? Who said he shot?
These guys on the sideline. I mean, guys heard about it and said that he wasn't coming back out.
Yeah. I think you got to stick it out for the rest of the game. Just tell your coaches you can't play. You're hurt. Analyst Danny Cannell.
This is brutal. Like, this is embarrassing for the Bills. I mean, we talked a lot about how bad this team, how this team was lost last year when Tyrod Taylor, you know, was benched in the middle of the year for Peterman, then this year traded away. This team knows they're awful, knows they're basically tanking, and now you're seeing the result of it. But I agree with Alexander. Like, this is one of the worst looks you could have if you're Vontae Davis. Like, you don't, it's one thing to say, to give the organization a middle finger and say, you know, screw you guys, I'm out of here. But what he did to his teammates is, I think, is what's messed up.
Yeah, I don't see any justification. I don't know why I think it's funny, but it's just so wacky. And Buffalo is bad, and they were down 28-6 at half, and Vontae decided to retire and not return to the sidelines and just didn't show up. So his teammates are out there trying to grind it out. They ended up losing 31-20, played a little better in the second half, but the game was in hand. So I Vontae, former Illini, I think, you know, a good man, just misguided on this call. Should have walked out, said, coaches, I can't play. My body's a mess. I'm going to retire after the game, but I just want to come out and support my guys through another loss.
Mm-hmm.
It's the mistake. Vontae. Where'd he go? I don't know. You see, Vontae, he's number 22. He said he retired. What?
Yeah.
It's the middle of the game. Quarter till ESPN 93.5.
The comment that I shouldn't be out there anymore. Just physically beat up.
That's okay. Just physically beat up after the game. And right. Don't play in the second half.
Right.
How does it make your guys feel, man? You're down 20-6 and you go catch a plane.
I'm hurting too, man.
Wow.
Okay, we had the Cardinals win over the LA Dodgers 5-0. We've got your Redbird recap.
Well, John Rooney, I'd say that the 37-year-old right-hander, Mr. Adam Wainwright, was outstanding.
Mission accomplished, Mike. The Cardinals needed a stopper, and that's something he's done so many times during his career. But he pitched in his 350th Major League game, and he was masterful. He was able to shut out the Dodgers on two hits over six innings, walking three, striking out nine batters. Mike, the Cardinals had to have that kind of performance.
That was a big win for us. We needed that. You know what? We needed that win. This city deserved a win tonight. I'm hoping this win tonight just carries on to this big Atlanta series. We need our fans showing up for us in Atlanta. We need our fans cheering us on every single day.
Then Jordan Hicks, two scoreless innings. Carlos Martinez, a quick ninth inning. The Cardinals are tied with the Dodgers for the second wild card.
And it's Miles Michaelis for the Cardinals going tonight in Atlanta.
Going up against an Atlanta team, Mike, that beat the Cardinals all three games here earlier this season. So the Cardinals needed this win. Let's see how they'll do on this brief road trip beginning tonight.
And we come back against the San Francisco Giants. There are just a few left in this 2018 season.
Once again, Atlanta tonight, 6:35 start. Heard here on ESPN 93.5 over on US 105.9 on the West Coast. We're taking on Arizona. Go Cubs, 8:40 start. Reds beat the Cubs yesterday 2-1, but still 2.5 up with Milwaukee losing yesterday also. Baltimore Orioles over the Chicago White Sox, 8-4. White Sox with a day off today. On to our Illini, in case you missed it, at Soldier Field, South Florida on top, 25-19. Now the Illini have Penn State with their Big Ten home opener Friday night at Memorial Stadium. Kicker Chase McLaughlin nailed a career-high 4 field goals, the first Illini in history to have over 50-yard field goals in 3 straight games. Our Illini soccer team lost to Wisconsin 1-0. Illinois volleyball continues to win. They're 11-0 on the season. They'll head to West Lafayette on Friday night at 6 to take on Purdue. Monday night football, the Bears and Seattle both 0-1 on the season. That's coming from Soldier Field. The game that's trending in NFL action is Green Bay linebacker Clay Matthews with that roughing call against quarterback from the Vikings, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I kept the game going.
Cost the Packers a win in overtime, 29-29, ended in a tie. Colts over Washington, 21-9. We had the Saints beat Cleveland, 21-18. Sunday night action late had Dallas over the Giants, 20-13.
And the Bears tonight again. That's Seattle and Chicago. Mm-hmm. Bears look really good for most of that Green Bay game. And lost that thing 24-23 in Chicago. Monday Night Football, you got to like the Bears, I hope. 8:48, check your weather coming up.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit countryarbors.com for more information.
At Prospect Bank, we build lifelong relationships, one customer at a time. Hi, I'm Angela Carr, and I'm eager to help you secure your next business opportunity. As a commercial lending professional, I'll work with you, and together, we will build the business of your dreams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've bumped up to 76, our high 91, 66 our low this evening with clear conditions, 89 the high tomorrow, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, down to around 67 on Tuesday night. Wednesday and Thursday up to 91, down to around 70 at night. There's rain in the forecast coming our way later on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, highs right around 76 down to 56 that night. 76 now on ESPN 93.5.
Only from the news cycle point of view, last week's reporting of the hurricane, refreshingly good. Who, what, where, why, when. No scandals. It was kind of refreshing. But now we're back. Christine versus Brett. Woman in high school says Brett Kavanaugh attempted to rape her. We're going to hear testimony from both. And then the Senate can decide what to do with that. They're supposed to vote, like the committee is supposed to get him out of committee, I think, Thursday. And then it goes to the full Senate. And the question that some are having is, if you knew about this for 6 months, why didn't you bring this up? Well, we were protecting her. Well, then what changed? Oh, I'm willing to testify now. Okay. But wouldn't you have questioned him, saying, at least in private, you met with him, said, what's up with this? And he'll say, I didn't do that. She said, yeah, you did. And then what? Then you got to vote.
Right.
I don't know what happened. But, wow, again, you got somebody stepping up saying, you did this to me. Boy, it's tough when you, maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but what do you do with it? I've not heard anybody say you both take lie detector tests. What if you both passed? I mean, I don't know, man. But here we are back in the normal cycle of scandals and bad things. And that's why people just throw their arms up. See, I mean, this is just good luck. And thank you for everybody trying to run for office that really, truly wants to do good.
That's right.
Because why would you?
You got to be squeaky clean in your path. That's for sure.
Yeah. Somebody asked me, I'm very flattered, that I should maybe consider running.
That's true, Stevie.
Running for Parkland.
I know I wouldn't.
Parkland Board is going to be an opening. I love Parkland.
Yeah.
And then they said, maybe Janet. And I said, now you're talking.
Yeah,
you want to get somebody really, really good. My wife's not interested in running for anything. If you ask her to be on something, maybe.
Right.
But she's not running.
That's the way I'm playing this chapter, too. You have to ask me for me to participate. I'm not offering anymore. That's for sure.
That's what she says. Anyway, there's all kinds of commitment and dedication. And Erica Harold is one of my favorite people in life. And she's running for attorney general. Uh-huh. And gosh, I hope she wins. To have a Central Illinois attorney general and less Chicago. The opponent is from Chicago and certainly in the club. And why has... the state is a mess. Why do we continue to reward the Democrats? Let the Republicans mess it up for a while and then put the Democrats back in. But shouldn't you have a little change if it's not going very well? Just saying. Jim Butler, how are you?
Speedy, I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm great. What do you got?
He was asking about the weather conditions, the CNN reporter, I guess.
Did you see that? Yeah. I think it was Weather Channel.
Well, I could be. I thought it was CNN.
The Weather Channel guy is bracing himself, and the winds are coming and bracing. And then two people casually walk behind him, like not much wind.
It seemed to me like it was something out of Saturday Night Live.
I mean, it was perfect until the people walked by normally.
Oh, no.
The guy was bracing himself, and his wind coming, and then two people walked by casually.
They weren't in the fan.
It was. Listen, that was just one of those. Oh my.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Why I thought it was CNN because it just kind of clicked, and I'm thinking, oh, fake news.
No, it was just dramatic as heck. But you know, not to say there weren't big winds because I did see some. But that guy was bracing with his legs, and he had the rain stuff, and his face was covered. And then two people walked by with an umbrella. Jimmy, thanks for calling, buddy. That was unbelievable. Right, I think it was Weather Channel. I mean, if you haven't seen that, it is something straight out of Saturday Night Live. A little overdramatic on that one. The wind was blowing, but the two people walking by kind of blew his cover.
That's right. I see it now, and it is Weather Channel. Okay, defending their reporter against bracing wind in video
was a little exaggerated, though. And if it not been for those people walking by, yeah, you can Google Weather Channel.
Mike Seidel was his name.
Yeah, a little bit much. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow.
All right, I'll let you know how jury duty went.
Know. Thank you for serving your county.
Thank you very much, and enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We'll meet back on the radio tomorrow morning. Thank you for listening. It's going to be a beautiful, in fact, warm week, it looks like. I'll meet you tomorrow. Jeremy Warner and then the Jay Lehman Experience at 10. Stand by ESPN 93.5. Have a great Monday.
Looking for a cool way to get a new air conditioning and heating system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you high-quality AC and heating equipment for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never a charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new home comfort system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
John 3:16 states, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. If your life has no direction or purpose, if you serve no one but yourself, and if you want to change the direction and outcome of your life, visit a local church this Sunday. Most churches have free Bibles. Ask for one. Start reading and learning about Jesus, his life, and how he wants you to live your life. Make an eternal decision today to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ." This message is brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling, the sounds of the marching Illini, and the sounds of Lovie Smith and his fighting Illini taking the field at Memorial Stadium. Ensure you have the best tailgate and get your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. They have fresh meat weekly, sausage, bacon, and eggs, too. It's local fresh meat from right here in Champaign-Urbana. The U of I Meat Sales Room, open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30 p.m., and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Located off Florida on Maryland Avenue in Urbana, have the best tailgate this season when you buy your meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
Experience getting what you want.
CarMac Car Capital wants to clear out the 2018 models. So now is the time to save big on the Honda or Hyundai of your dreams.
Don't wait.
We're making room for the 2019 models, so come in for your great deal on a 2018 Honda or Hyundai. They're backed by CarMac's award-winning service and clearance price to move fast.
So hurry in at CarMac Car Capital, where our customers are
number one. Check out
these local favorites to satisfy all your date nights, family nights, and friend get-togethers.
El Toro, serving all your favorite Mexican dishes. Locations in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, and St. Joe.
V Picasso, looking for a date night or a ladies' night with your friends? V Picasso will be your new favorite farm-to-table stop with plenty of wine to keep things light. Now offering lunch. Visit them on Facebook.
The Pink Pig, homegrown barbecue favorites in Ogden. Small-town restaurant with a big city taste. For a list of favorites and more information, check them out on Facebook.
Illini fans, are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands, and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini!
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. About 15 years ago, Stacey Orico's song told us that there must be more in life. She sang, "I've got it all, but I feel deprived. I go up and I come down. I'm emptier inside. There's got to be more to life than chasing down every temporary high to satisfy." Stacey was echoing many people's thoughts. We may have it all, yet we feel empty inside. The truth is, no matter where we are in life, no matter what our circumstances, there's more for us in life. It's unlimited. There's more to learn, more to give, more to love, and more to care. We determine how we are in this life, so let us decide to learn more, to love more, to care more, to be more. Don't ever let anyone take away your dream and your gratitude. You are the owner of your future. Come hang around.